And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. And so, you know, I have the little golden doodle by my side today while I do this radio show. I am a huge, huge dog person. And anyone that knows me knows that I am absolutely crazy about my animals, just crazy about them. Joining us today is Chaplain Mike Neal, who also is just crazy about animals. And he is the author of a book. It's called The Miracle of Africa. And he's the senior chaplain for the Washington State Patrol and Department of Fish and Wildfire Police. He served 30 years as a fish and wildlife officer. And the question that you're asking all of us, and I think it is an absolutely great question, is do animals go to heaven? And as someone who is a chaplain, Mike, you really do think that dogs go to heaven?
Well, I was not only just a fish and wildlife officer for 30 years, but I was a canine handler for 18 years. I had three different police dogs. And I am a huge dog person. My wife and I have had 11 dogs in our marriage. And, I've always heard, you know, that animals don't go to heaven. You know, you kind of hear different thoughts and different people talk about it, even great theologians who have said, you know, that animals don't have a soul, therefore they're not eternal, and therefore when they die, you know, they just return to the earth.
And I'll tell you why. I had a black chow chow. And
yeah.
If you go to my website, a picture of her is on the corner of the lower right-hand side of the website, frankieboyer.com.
Yeah.
She was 13 and a half. We mm-hmm. had been through a lot together. She was run over. I mean, I can't even tell you that she was like the dog that had nine lives. She really,
yeah.
really just... And on her last week of life, and I tried every which way to get her to eat, and I knew when she stopped
eating.
That
was it, huh?
That was it. I knew that, you know, and then she couldn't walk, and I had a carrier to go out, and I had a friend help me at the time, and it was just horrible. It was a horrible, horrible week. And she sat, and we were sitting together in the apartment, and she just looked at me with those haunting eyes, and I just,
mm-hmm.
I knew
she was eternal.
I knew it. And I said to her, I said, her name was Tutu. I said, Tutu, she was Me Too the second, hence Tutu. I said, Tutu, you are never going to suffer another minute. I am on my way to take you right now to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
You are going to go to a very better place than you are right now. I am so sorry you're having this pain. I am so sorry. I just feel horrible. And when I went to the phone to make the call to tell them I was bringing her in, she sat down and she just took her last breath.
Wow. So they didn't even have to put her down.
No.
Just
but
left.
She and I knew when I looked into those eyes. I knew.
Well, there is a being inside of animals, and they have feelings. Look, animals know more about life than we do, and we look at them, we think they're dumb because they don't talk. But an animal sees life through its nose. Imagine being able to smell between 1,000 and 1,000,000 times more than what we smell.
No. I live in the city, and when I take the doodle, or I've got another little puggle I've inherited these two boys that are now my boyfriends, you know, and I'm like the dog whisperer from the neighborhood, and and so, but when I'm walking them in the neighborhood, I live in a neighborhood in the North End, which is just rich with smells because people are constantly eating and leaving their stuff on the ground.
Yeah.
So whether it's from Mike's pastry shop or very famous, the pizza place, you know, it's just everybody, Virginia's Pizzeria. So as I'm walking them, I'm like, they're like ready to go 100 yards up the road. like running toward a crumb, and I'm like, how can you smell it so far away?
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
See? It's unbelievable. And what animals, tracking dogs smell, they smell scent, which comes from dead skin cells, and every person has a different scent. And so imagine that. I mean, and that the scent will sit on the ground for days, maybe weeks, and they
wow.
can still tell where you went. So
unbelievable.
Well, I decided I came to faith in '94 in my patrol car on a Saturday morning. God spoke to me, and I began to become a student of the Bible, and I started questioning whether animals went to heaven, because in Revelations, you see animals, but then I read a passage in Job 12 that says, ask the animals and they will tell you, which of these does not know the hand of God has done all this? Well, is that not faith? And is that not how we're all saved, is by our faith in God?
Sure.
And so, and then in Hebrews 1, it says that God appointed his son the heir of all things. Well, okay, like heir of what? I mean, does he want my truck or my house? No, you know, he wants the heavenly things that are here. Those are the things that Christ is heir to. And so all animals, I believe all animals are eternal. And it also says in Genesis, you know, that we will, you know, rule over all creation. But it also, Paul said, that we will reign with Christ. And so who are we going to reign over? We're not going to reign over people. We're going to rule over all creation that God takes from here and puts in heaven. In fact, he's given them a short life so that he can put more animals in heaven than we can even believe.
Well,
amazing place.
Yeah, I just know that for me, I can't. Animals just add to the richness and the flavor of my existence.
Yeah.
Really do.
After having 11 dogs and having to put down that many dogs, and especially police dogs, which aren't pets, you know, they'll give their life for you.
They're working dogs, sure.
Working dogs, yeah. And so the only harder thing I ever had to do was I lost a 27-year-old daughter 8 years ago. And I don't know how I can say this. It makes no sense to me, but I can tell you this. The events that happened to my wife and I 8 years ago, losing our daughter in a bicycle accident, were the best thing that ever happened in my life. And not because it was the easiest thing or that I didn't cry a bucket of tears, but the fact is, everything that's good in my life is a result of the best day of my life and the worst day of my life.
Yeah. Chaplain, my comeback, because we didn't even have a chance to talk about the book, The Miracle of Africa.
Yeah.
But we will. I promise we'll do another interview, because this is really good stuff, and we wish you the
okay.
best.
All right.
What's the best website?
It's MikeNeil.org, MikeNeil.org. You can find my book there. Like me on Facebook.
We will. Thank you so much for being with us.